Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
my God.
My God, my God, my God, my God. It's truly a wonderful day and a great day to be alive in the name of Jesus. On today, I'm truly blessed and honored to be before you once again, alive, in a right state of mind, with a reasonable portion of health. And I thank God. Yes, I thank God because he's allowed me to be before you today. Today, after coming through all of what God has allowed me to go through with the negativities and the lifestyles and the things in which I've sinned and how I've lived, but he brought me forth to where I am on today. And I thank God for that. And for those of you who are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those of you who are in Indonesia, God bless. We thank you for those that are in Japan, as we see. We thank you for all those that are listening. We give God praise. We give God glory and honor because you know my story. Because right now, you can't tell how much I've been through or can't tell what I've endured or had experienced. But I will share I am a sinner saved by grace, yet God has delivered me from so much. I thank God on today because, no, I'm not the same man I used to be. But I thank God today because he allowed me to come before you on today to continue to be committed to reading the word of God. I am David, Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. And we come forth Monday through Friday reading God's holy word anointed in the name of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. And as we come on today, we're continuing forth out of the book of Psalms, praise God. But before I go any further, I want to give God honor. I want to give God honor because he's allowed me in the name of Jesus and not let me go and die on some situation that I didn't expect. But he brought me this far, and I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And then I also want to honor my wife. My wife, Lady Diane Shaw, hallelujah. I truly thank God for my wife and my better half, for us, we are one. And I thank God as I continue to learn and understand a lot more of what God has for me to relay to his people. I thank God for her helping me to maintain a sense of being grounded and being straightforward, and truth is a great thing and a helpmate, and she brings forth a lot of help unto me, and I give God praise for her. And then I want to also acknowledge those that are listening, as we acknowledge through the internet and so on. I want to acknowledge elder, ministers, ladies, women of God,
laymen, and anyone
that has surrendered themselves unto the Lord. We pray that even so, you go through what it is that you go through, God has not forgotten about you.
This is the message
in which I'm messaging on today. God hasn't forgotten about me. Though I go through mental, psychological, and emotional situations in my life, I still share amongst you that I thank God that though I have not all the way arrived, I'm honestly to say I'm not the man I used to be. I ask for each and every one of you to pray for me as I continue to pray for you as we grow stronger in the Lord.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of
Jesus, hallelujah, we give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are, not just for all of what you've done, but we thank you that you look past our faults to provide us our every need. We thank you that you gave us another chance. We thank you that you allowed us to be able to speak your name with authority and with conviction. And understand, Lord God, that we continue with understanding your ordinances, your commandments, and your covenants.
Help us to grow
stronger to learn of you. And continue, Lord God, to bring forth blessing upon our finances, upon our health, upon our home and our children and our wives, family. Bring them together, God. Bring them together. Come to know who you are, because you are God. God, all by yourself, and we love you, God. We need you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, we've been moving steadily along as we are still in the book of Psalms. Actually, we started the book of Psalms, and we're actually in chapter, or verse, should I say, division 22. No, Division 21, we're going to pick up, in case anyone missed it on that. Right, with the problems we have with the telephone or what have you. But we thank God for you continuing to join in on us today. We're coming forth out of the Book of Psalms, or should I say, Psalms, Division 21. Amen?
Amen. Let us read. The king shall joy
in thy strength.
O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. For thou perverse him in the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Thou hast life of thee, and thou givest to even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in the salvation. Honor the majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. And the king trusteth in the Lord. And through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thy hand shall find out all thy enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make thee as a fiery oven in thine time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and thou seed from among the children of men. For they intend evil against thee. They imagine a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore, shalt thou make thee turn their back, when thou shalt make ready mine arrows upon the strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing the praise thy power.
Division 22.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my mourning, roaring. Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, and I am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusteth in thee. They trusteth in thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee. I was not confounded. I'm a one and no man. A reproach of men and despise the people. All they that see me laugh, me to scorn. They shoot out. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, being delighted in him.
But thou art he that took me out of the womb.
Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly, but not far from me, for trouble is near. For there is none to help. Many bulls may compass me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around.
With their mouths,
as a prevailing and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax,
It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw, and their eyes
brought me into the dust of death.
My dogs have compassed me, and assembly of wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. All. They look at the star upon me. They cast lots upon my venture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength has been to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword. My darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorn. I will declare thy name unto the brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Yeah, the Lord, praise him and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor adored the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried upon him, he heard. Shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vow before thee. For me shall eat and be satisfied. Shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto your Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. They that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall fear him, and a seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto the people that shall be born, that he hath done this. Division, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Division 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?
He that hath clean hands and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul upon vanity or sworn deceitfully.
He shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness for the God of his salvation.
This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy faithful, Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, when the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. O Lord, do I lift up my soul? Oh, my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yeah. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show my ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and my long loving kindness, for they have been overwhelmed. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercies, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he keep sinners in the way. The weak will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto the such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity. It is great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in a way that he shall call to. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. But I are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, but for I put my trust in thee. For let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem, O Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Division 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Thy loving kindness is therefore before my eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have aided the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I
will wash my hands in innocence. So will I compass thy altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice tell of all thy wondrous work. I have loved the inhabitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, for my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of pride. But as for me, I will walk in thy integrity, redeem thee. And be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place in the congregation. Will I bless the Lord? Division 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? My enemies and my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fall. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thou shall rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the name of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Therefore will I offer into the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry unto with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witness and rising up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed. I see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and strengthen thine heart. Wait. Wait. Division 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not silent to me. Please, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity which speak peace in their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts.
Give them according to the need and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their deserts. Because they regard not the works of the law. The operation of his hands. He said, destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and let them up. Division 29. Give unto the Lord, holy, ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. For the Lord is upon the waters, and God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord maketh the hinds to cow. And discovereth the forts, and in the temple doeth every one speak on his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Division 30. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. I have not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is like weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And my prosperity, I said, I will never be moved. By thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, O Lord. And unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall the dead declare thy truth? Yeah. Oh Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. And to the end that my glory may see, praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I give thanks. 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in my righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. I bow thee down, my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me up out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For thou art my strength, and to thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have painted them that regarded lying vanity, but I trust. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for they have considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity. I have not shut me up into the hand of death. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Thy mercy upon me, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors. And a fear to my acquaintances that they did see me without fled from me. For I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in the Lord. O Lord, I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me from thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things, proudly and contentious against the righteous. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid upon them that fear thee, which thou hast robbed from them that trust in thee before the sons of man. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man thou shalt keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in the strong city. For I was in my haste cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. Love the Lord, all ye saints. For the Lord preserve And principally, reward the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Division 31. We just read,
and we're going to conclude
Division 31.
We do truly want to thank each and every one of you
that joined us
on today.
We truly thank God for allowing us to be before you once again.
And as always, I love you with the love of God. And please be back. Blessed. See you on tomorrow.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to something.